For years, one of the most powerful and consistent Republican criticisms of the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, is that monthly premiums are going up so fast they're quickly becoming unaffordable. Here is then-presidential candidate Donald Trump criticizing the premium increases during a debate with Democrat Hillary Clinton.
Obamacare has to go. The premiums are going up 60, 70, 80%. Next year, they're going to go up over 100%.
Trump, in part, rode a wave of anti-Obamacare sentiment all the way to the White House. While Republican plans for a full legislative repeal have stalled, that has not stopped the president from taking executive action to undermine the law. However, one action might have had the opposite effect, making Affordable Care Act plans more affordable for many in California. Valley Public Radio's Jeffrey Hess reports.
Following the collapse of the ACA repeal effort, President Trump began looking around for parts of the law he could change on his own. He settled on ending something called cost-sharing reduction payments. These are payments the law mandates the federal government give to insurance companies to bring down how much low-income people pay out of pocket for medical care. Here he is signing the executive order aiming at ending those payments.
For a long period of time since I started running and since I became president of the United States, I just keep hearing repeal, replace, repeal, replace. Well, we're starting that process, and we're starting it in a very positive manner.
Trump has maligned the payments, calling them in turns illegal or insurance company bailouts. Any of them, he says, would be returning to the rule of law, even though the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office says the move could make insurance more expensive. So it came as a surprise when Peter Lee, the executive director of the California health insurance marketplace called Covered California, said this during a swing through the Central Valley promoting the annual open enrollment period.
For people that get subsidies, 1.1 million Californians, tens of thousands of people in the Central Valley, their average premium of what they're going to spend for health coverage will drop in 2018. That's good news.
He says they expect 85% of people who buy their insurance on Covered California will pay less on their monthly premiums. So if the president, as he's often stated, wants the law to collapse and premiums do keep increasing, how did insurance actually get cheaper? To find out, I went to an Affordable Care Act enrollment site in central Fresno and met with insurance agent Mark Svetlik.
Even I was surprised, too. I thought that they might go up, you know, $20, $20 to $30, like they had in the previous years. However, this year they've increased the tax credit to offset the increase in the premium. And so that's allowed them to get some of them up to $30, $40 a month in premium savings.
Svetlik says his customers are shocked when they find out that the amount they pay each month will decrease, since so much coverage in the media has been about relentless increases. The key here, as Svetlik says, is that the amount the federal government is giving eligible Californians to buy their own insurance is going up. California runs its own insurance exchange, but the federal government pays the premium subsidies according to a formula. That formula is written into law and is beyond the administration's control. Amy Adams, with the California Healthcare Foundation, says the way the formula works is subsidies are calculated based on the cost of the second lowest silver plan in any market, called a benchmark plan. In anticipation of the Trump administration ending the cost-sharing reduction payments, the state of California added a surcharge onto that benchmark plan. That increased its cost, which in turn increased the federal subsidy for everyone eligible for one on the state exchange. How a consumer chooses to spend that money, Adams says, is up to them.
Now, people can take that subsidy. They can use it to buy a silver plan, or they can use it to buy a different level of plan, a gold plan, for example, on the marketplace. But it's true that the amount of the subsidy increases.
A brief but important note. Only the subsidy the federal government gives to consumers to buy insurance is increasing. This does lower what people pay per month, but it does not mean the core rate of premiums is declining, which is why not everyone will pay less. The Trump administration did not respond to requests for comment about the actions taken by the state or whether they'll act in any way to prevent those subsidies from increasing. However, they did not deny that the subsidies will increase, nor did they dispute the cause. Anthony Wright is with Health Access California, which supports the ACA. He says this might all sound like a good thing. More money means people can access more affordable health insurance. But in the long run, This extraordinary workaround by the state only destabilizes the market right around the time insurance companies were beginning to figure it out.
It is a bad thing in that it introduces more complexity and confusion into our healthcare system, which was already complex enough. Thank you very much.
Complexity aside, the bottom line is many people in California on the exchange will likely have the option to pay less for their insurance when they do their shopping this year. Enrollment is open now through the end of January. For Valley Public Radio News, I'm Jeffrey Hess.